So Governor Cuomo's annual State of the State speech on Wednesday was anticlimactic, as virtually all of his proposals had been released in the days leading up to the formal address. The governor had previously announced plans to ban domestic abuses from possessing guns, potentially get rid of tip wages for hospitality workers, reform how government and other industries deal with sexual harassment and assault, and end cash bail for misdemeanor and nonviolent felony charges.
He devoted much of the speech to attacking the Trump administration, but not Donald Trump by name. He plans to work with Attorney General Eric Schneiderman to sue over the end of deductibility of state and local taxes, claiming that it amounts to double taxation. He plans to start a national campaign to repeal and replace the tax law, which he called, quote, an assault on New York, close quote. And while carefully avoiding any perception that he will tax the wealthy, he says he plans to restructure the state code to help recapture the windfall the wealthy will get from the federal tax cuts.
Cuomo said he plans to introduce legislation to combat sexual misconduct in society, reform state criminal justice procedures, and continue dealing with infrastructure issues and economic development. Good government advocates were disappointed in his weak push for ethics reform, primarily calling for a ban on outside income on state legislators, a proposal he unsuccessfully raised last year. There was a noticeable lack of clapping from legislators in attendance in response. He also called for term limits for state officials. Cuomo is once again proposing a partial public campaign finance system, which would be voluntary small donation matching system. And he also wants to make it easier for New Yorkers to vote, primarily by allowing for early voting.
The governor's climate and energy proposals were modest in scope, certainly far short of what would be needed to position himself as a national climate leader. He did recently call for the state pension funds to divest from the fossil fuels, but that is actually under the purview of Tom DiNapoli, the state comptroller. DiNapoli has been resistant to divestment, preferring instead to lobby the fossil fuel companies to study climate risk. Cuomo called only for a small state investment in offshore wind, even though the area off Long Island is viewed as the Saudi Arabia for wind. Advocates feel that the state will fail to attract the level of infrastructure investment to make the domestic offshore wind industry competitive with the existing companies in Europe.
The governor also failed to say anything about speeding up the transition to electric cars, despite indications from his staff that this would be a major part of the speech. He also failed to address the issue of plastic bags. Earlier the year, he had vetoed the New York City law, which sought to impose a fee on single-use plastic bags. And when he vetoed it, he had promised to release a proposal by the end of 2017 to deal with the issue. He did state the need to raise funding for mass transit, but he failed to say how much funds were needed or how best to raise them.
The governor did call on Wednesday to codify abortion rights into state law, enable undocumented students to obtain college tuition assistance, and expand the use of cashless tolling systems across the entire thruway system. He did not propose a single-payer health care system, despite saying several months ago that it has merit. Single-payer has passed the state assembly the last 2 years, and is one sponsor short of having a majority in the state Senate.
Traditionally, governors include the good news in their State of the State speech and then the bad news in the state budget that is released 2 weeks later. The state is facing anywhere from a $4 to $6 billion deficit, and with the governor reluctant to raise taxes, cuts would be required to close the gap.
For those just tuning in, I'm J.P. Pogorski.
And I'm Mark Dunley. You're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine on WOOC 105.3 FM Troy.
To learn more about the Hudson Mohawk Magazine program, to listen online, and to learn how to support the Sanctuary for Independent Media, check us out online at mediasanctuary.org.